Hello.
You're on with Nick and Fiona.
I think it was not a great movie, but it'll probably win. Welcome to The Playlist, where we talk about movies and TV shows that are worth your time. I'm Fiona Williams, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nick Bassine. Nick, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about Oscars nominations. It's the eve of the big show, the big ceremony, where the prizes are handed out, where stars of stars shine their brightest. The Oscars are upon us.
They're imminent as we record.
Of course, you know, every year there's the same kind of hand-wringing about how it doesn't matter. And, you know, it can be silly, but it's also, it's fun. And it's fun to talk about the movies. It's fun to watch movies.
Sure is. And no one knows anything, but we are going to give you our 2 cents worth of what we think should win, but also what probably will. We're resigned to the fact that sometimes your personal favourites don't walk away winners. It's all part of the fun of watching the Oscars.
Well, if you have personal favourites, it makes you invested.
Very much so. And I do have some personal favourites. And I'm probably not going to win. Now, speaking of the show, as we record, the organisers of the broadcast, in their wisdom, have decided to cut 4 categories from the broadcast under the explanation of it's a long show. Because, of course, it is. It goes for something like 4 hours. But that's part of the fun, part of the exhaustion, part of the endurance test that is watching the Oscars. Anywho, the Academy has decided to scrap 4 categories from the live broadcast this year and have them during the ad breaks and show an edited highlight of the speeches. You know, so you get your gong, but you don't get your speech.
What? Which yeah. one? So which ones?
Yeah, yeah. Well, this year it's going to be cinematography.
What? That's a big one.
Yep. It's going to be editing. Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be makeup.
They're usually the most colorful people.
Exactly. And it's also going to be the short live action film. Short film live action. Not
nobody
short
cares
doc.
About those
no,
people.
Don't. No, if this is...
Wait, short live action, but not short live documentary action?
Correct. The argument is that they're the 4 that are cut from the broadcast this year, but it's going to be a rotating 4. And so these 4 will be guaranteed a slot next year, but some other 4 are not going to get their time. But there is no way they would ever scrap the 4 acting categories. Like, yeah, they'll just give those out in the ad breaks and show the edited highlights. Yeah, it's always going to be the craft ones.
Yeah.
Like next year it'll be sound editing or it'll be...
That's a bummer.
You know. I know it is. I think it's garbage, especially cinematography. Well, all of them. I'm not going to play favorites among the already cut things. But
I mean, this is kind of a trend in awards shows, right? A lot of other ones, they have supplementary ceremonies where people get lots of other awards, right? The Emmys does it, I think.
And well, the Oscars have done it a few years ago, the Governor's Awards, where they give all the honorary lifetime. Like that used to be part of the broadcast, but now it's a separate event held, I think it's in December, and they shoot it and they show their highlights. But they've made an event of that, but also it's still segmenting it. And ultimately it's diminishing craft awards, and that's like especially cinematography. Come on.
Yeah, cinematography is a big one.
And the head and editing. I'm doing it again, all of them. But the head of the Academy is a cinematographer.
Oh.
He shot Groundhog Day. He shot The Big Chill. It's John Bailey. So
no respect for his own craft.
He's had his time. He's not shooting anymore. But anyway, so film Twitter has erupted, as film Twitter is prone to doing. But also there's a conspiracy theory afoot in that the American broadcaster is ABC, owned by Disney. None of the 4 categories have any of the Disney films in them. So yoink. Anywho, just speculation, pure speculation, but I like it. Anyway, make of that what you will. Not happy, Jan.
So should we start with those categories then, since they're not going to be on the show? Cinematography.
Yes.
So we've got Cold War, The Favourite, Never Look Away, Roma. Have you seen Never Look Away?
No, I haven't.
Me neither. Let's hope that doesn't win.
Wow.
Oh, well, no, I don't mean hope, but And A Star Is Born.
Well, honestly, I think cinematography is going to be Roma.
Yes, that would be my guess. I should say I haven't seen Roma yet for some reason.
What? Okay.
But I will.
It's in your home.
I know.
It's on Netflix.
I know. I know. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I have been watching Better Call Saul, though.
Same.
Well, did you think Cold War was shot really well?
Yes.
Did you like the way that looked?
My film of the year, Nick. Come on.
So, all right. Great.
Yes.
So,
no, I think
so Cold War, up to you, it would sweep.
Yes, it would. But, well, Here I go. I don't know. Yeah, I think I loved the way Cold War was shot. And to me, it edges out Roma in the categories. And if you're going to pick a beautiful period, black and white, epic in another language, mine's Cold War.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be Roma. Okay. Oscar night.
Editing, BlacKkKlansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favourite, Green Book, Vice.
Where do you land on this?
Well, I think that... I don't know. What do people look for in it with editing? I only notice when editing is really bad. Like there's abrupt, weird cuts or something doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Maybe when it's all pieced together.
Sure.
All of these movies are... I mean, there's. I don't think that any of them suffer from those kinds of problems.
Have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
Well...
there is one scene with Bohemian Rhapsody and it's where they meet the record executive. And there are so many individual cutaways.
Oh,
it's a conversation
yes.
at a table.
With Mike Myers you're talking about.
No, Aidan Gillen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's meeting Queen for the first time. He's the EMI exec in the suit. And yeah, he's having a conversation with them and there are so many cutaways and crossing the line and it's just the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
So hopefully that won't win.
No, but also you just think it probably was a feat to get the film finished in the first place when the director was AWOL towards
sure.
the end of it. And anyway, but also given that all the members of the Queen had a stake in this... Putting cutaways to all of them within certain scenes is probably a requirement. But anyway, I think it was super choppy and not a great movie, but it'll probably win. I would like BlacKkKlansman to win.
Yeah, I was thinking that also. And I would, if I liked it more as in a whole experience, I think Vice probably had a lot of good editing in it.
Well, see, that had a lot of noticeable editing.
That's true.
It had fun with the editing and made it very obvious whether or not that's a good thing or not. But Yeah, I think it was playing with it in a way that clearly has landed an Oscar nomination because it is quite obvious.
Listen, when it comes to editing, I'm happy to be swayed by you. Whatever you want to win, I'll go with that.
Oh, thanks.
BlacKkKlansman.
But it's not gonna.
What was the other one? Oh, makeup and hairstyling is Border.
Yes.
Which I'm not even sure I was aware that was a movie.
Yes.
Mary, Queen of Scots, which stunk, and Vice.
See, interestingly, Bohemian Rhapsody is not... nominated here where it was all the makeup that
he
made
had those
Rami
huge
Malek.
Teeth
exactly
they put those dominoes in his mouth
yes which I think enhanced the performance that has now landed him an Oscar nomination but anywho and also The Favourite had amazing hair and makeup
yes
but Mary Queen of Scots probably edged that out being set not the same period obviously because they're about different queens but being a period royal story
oh yeah The Favourite had great makeup in it
yes mind you, Mary Queen of Scots had more obvious makeup because at one point Margot Robbie as Queen
Elizabeth that's right,
has
that's why.
Terrible scarring and very prominent white powder on her face as a way to cover it up.
I want to go with Vice because
totally.
Of Christian Bale.
Of course.
But he put a lot of weight. He that's a lot of him in there.
Yes, I don't think it's all prosthetics, but none of the hair and that.
Does he have prosthetics on it? Does he have a pointy nose or something?
Well, the hair, the wig, he doesn't look like that.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
No, I think it's going to be Vice for the way he transforms into Dick Cheney.
Okay.
Short film, live action.
We should say, if you're doing an office pool, this is the one you have to get right. This is one of the ones.
This can really edge you out.
Yes, this is the difference maker. I haven't seen any of these movies. I wish them all well. But
what do you like?
I'm going to go
Detainment, Fauve, Marguerite, Mother, Skin.
I like Detainment sounds kind of ominous. I'm going to go with that one.
Okay.
Let's move over to some of the sexier stuff. The actor in a lead role. Oh, sorry. Christian Bale in Vice, Bradley Cooper in Star is Born, Willem Dafoe, friend of the show.
Twice.
At Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek, Bohemian Rhapsody, Viggo Mortensen, The Green Book.
Hmm. Well.
Who is going to win?
Who is going to win? Rami Malek, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Who should win?
Who should win?
Anyone else? No. Willem Dafoe, I think.
I gotta go with Willem.
Although Christian Bale, he won the Golden Globe, but actually Rami Malek's been
Was Willem Dafoe
everywhere else.
Nominated for a Golden Globe?
Yes.
That's right.
Look, Bradley Cooper has been pretty much shut out. I mean, he's been nominated all over the place, but he didn't get a directing nod.
Yeah, so the shutout of A Star is Born
is
in
weird.
Award season is, it's weird, but it's very noticeable. And so now, I'm inclined to pick none of A Star Is, except for maybe song. I'm inclined to totally ignore it. I think I'd really love for Willem Dafoe to win, but I don't mind Christian Bale because he gave a great speech at the Globes, caused a big stir. People didn't realize he had
he was British.
He had a British accent.
I know. Go watch Empire of the Sun.
Yeah, it was strange.
He's a British child.
But he gave a great speech. He was very lively and was calling everybody out. It was fun.
It was fun. Where do you stand on Rami Malek?
If I liked anything about Bohemian Rhapsody, it was his performance. You know, it's not a great movie. And even with those enormous teeth, I think he did a good job. You know, so a lot of people will say he didn't come close to replicating the magnitude of that was Freddie Mercury. But I thought it came kind of close. I thought he did a good job. Mm-hmm. And my favorite parts of that movie are when he's stomping around on stage and doing his thing.
Yeah, I mean, the film is worth it for the live aid sequence at the end. The rest of it, to me, it left me cold and it felt like a telly movie. And it was by the numbers biopic for me. And I'm not a huge fan of Queen anyway, to be honest. Like, I'm familiar with all the singles because they're always on radio. But just the direction, such as it was, by Bryan Singer, I was quite bored with the scenes. And you knew going into a scene where it was going to go and what function it played within the greater story. It was by the numbers.
Very, very by the numbers. But what did you think of him off stage in those?
It was fine. It was a performance. It was an impersonation.
Did you like him on stage?
Yeah. Yeah, at the end, the live aid sequence. But it... That's fine. Is it an Oscar-winning performance for me? No.
How the band just kind of meets and says, "Hey, we should be a popular band named Queen. What do you guys think?" And everybody says, "Yep, no problem." Suddenly, rocket to fame.
Here's a couple of keys. Ooh, Bohemian Rhapsody. Honestly, it was so basic in the way it told the story and edited highlights of his life and very grim depiction of his sexuality.
Yes.
That was all over the shop and not good. Go read the Atlantic article about Bryan Singer.
Documentary feature, Free Solo, Hale County This Morning, This Evening, Minding the Gap of Fathers and Sons. Those are two separate movies. It sounded like they were one. And RBG. Have you seen all of these?
Alas, I haven't, no.
I haven't seen Hale County This Morning, This Evening, or Of Fathers and Sons. I want to say that it's amazing that Three Identical Strangers isn't in here. I don't know what these people are doing. Mm. Yeah, and the Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, that should definitely be on here. That said, Free Solo is great. Minding the Gap is great. RBG is really good. I saw that as more educational for some reason.
I think Free Solo is probably the favorite going into this. It's been winning and it's blowing people away. I still haven't seen it. What is wrong with me? I have a feeling RBG could win for the opportunity of a good speech. It's about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice. Speech.
Would they send her up there to accept the award?
She may well be there in the audience.
That would be exciting. That'd
make for a nice cutaway. Well, yeah, she could get up. Don't know. She may have a court day. To me, it's between Free Solo, RBG. Where do I land on that? Yep. I'm going to say Free Solo.
That's who will win.
Sure.
Do you have any skin in this game?
I do not, because my favourite did not make the cut.
Which one was that?
Three Identical Strangers. We literally just talked about it.
Actress in a leading role. Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Glenn Close for The Wife, Olivia Colman, The Favourite, Lady Gaga, Star is Born, Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me? There are so many good people and performances in here. Mm. I'm going to guess that Yalitza Aparicio is going to win for Roma, but maybe...
Wow.
But maybe that's who I think will win.
Okay.
Because I feel like I feel a Roma sweep coming.
Okay.
But I loved Olivia Colman in The Favourite, and I loved Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me? Those are a little bit tough for me. I can't decide.
Okay. See, for me, I think it's a Glenn Close versus Olivia Colman.
Oh, Glenn Close.
Yeah.
Dark horse?
Well, I think it will be a career
acknowledgement. Did you see that movie?
I haven't yet, but I do think sometimes for actors, they do get an award for a film, but it's also a career of being overlooked. So,
like Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman.
Yeah. And this may well be the case for Glenn Close. But then Olivia Colman is incredible in The Favourite.
She's great.
And her fellow stars, Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz, went the supporting actress route, I think, as a way to clear the space to allow her to get the actress awareness.
Is she the lead in that?
It's Emma Stone's story.
Yeah.
But go through this every year with a bit of...
Right. It's a weird choice.
Yeah. But in the framework of the story, you know, she's the queen and they're the two trying to get into her confidence.
Do you agree that that A Star Is Born will be continue to be shut out? Will Lady Gaga not win this?
I don't think she'll get the acting, no.
Okay.
Song is a shit win, for sure.
Yeah.
But, and Yalitza is great in it, in Roma, but it's a quite a passive performance. She's watching the world. And, yeah, so I don't think it's a standout in the same way I mentioned Willem Dafoe in our last episode. Like, it's quite an internal performance, so it's not a showy one, that the showy ones tend to win the Oscars.
Yes, right.
For that reason, I'm going to land on Olivia Colman.
Okay. Actor in a supporting role, Mahershala Ali for Green Book, Adam Driver, Black Klansman, Sam Elliott, Star Is Born, Richard E. Grant, Can You Ever Forgive Me, Sam Rockwell, Vice.
Who will win? Mahershala Ali.
Will he?
Yeah, I think. Who should win? Anyone else. No. I do love his work, but I did not love Green Book.
He's also in Alita. I forgot to mention that last week.
Sam Elliott may get a career one for Star Is Born, but I would like, well, Adam Driver was very good in Black Klansman too. Oh, where did we land on this? I should have prepared. Let's go Richard E. Grant. Because his reactions
for who
have
will
been,
win?
Sure.
And who do you want to win?
Sorry about that. I would say
I want Richard E. Grant to win.
Yes, you loved that film, didn't you?
I loved that movie and I loved him. And like I said, the most Withnail I've seen him be outside of Withnail and I, which is a big favorite. So I thought Sam Rockwell was all right. You know, it was a little fun, but I don't think it was that special a performance. Sam Elliott, I thought he was okay. Adam Driver, I thought was okay. Mahershala Ali was okay. Yeah, Richard E. Grant,
okay,
all the way.
Let's land on Richard E. Grant. All right, we should probably wrap this one up for Alicia.
Actress in a supporting role, Amy Adams in Vice, Marina de Tavira in Roma, Regina King in If Beale Street Could Talk, Emma Stone in The Favourite, Rachel Weisz in The Favourite. I loved The Favourite so much, and I loved Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz in it.
I think they cancel each other out.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, they were both equally great. Right. I think it's hard to play favorites. No pun intended. I think it's Regina King.
She's got the momentum.
I haven't seen the film, but she has been winning quite a few. She won the Golden Globe, for what that's worth. Amy Adams, I think, is going to be shut out again.
She was very good in it. Yeah, she was very good.
But she's very good in a lot of things and always goes home empty-handed. I don't think it's her year.
I guess Regina King. But I would love for Rachel Weisz to win. I thought she was really, really good. Very funny. Best foreign language film, Capernaum, Cold War, Never Look Away, Roma, Shoplifters. I haven't seen Cold War, which you want to win, obviously.
I want it to win. I don't think it will.
Shoplifters is really good. Capernaum is really great. I think Cold War will. No, sorry. I think Roma will win.
I do think Roma will win, but I think Cold War should win.
Okay. Directing.
That's probably a good segue to directing because some of those directors are up for Best Director, which is great that films are not just relegated to foreign language. The directors are actually getting
acknowledgement. Yes, that is nice. I like it when that happens. So it's Black Klansman, Spike Lee, Cold War.
Friend of the show, Pavel Pawlikowski.
The Favourite is Yorgos Lanthimos. Roma is
Alfonso Cuarón.
And Vice is Adam McKay.
I think Alfonso Cuarón will win for Roma.
Yeah.
It'd be great to see Spike Lee win for Black Klansman.
I would love for Spike Lee to win, but it's so hard because once you start playing the game of rewarding for, I mean, this isn't one of my favorite films of his.
Mm, same.
But 30 years ago, he lost for Do the Right Thing to Driving Miss Daisy. Mm. So
wouldn't it be terrible if he lost Black Klansman to Green Book?
Oh, boy.
Not that Green Book is up for director.
No, but it is for Best Picture.
Hmm.
The nominees of which are Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favourite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, Vice. I am going with Roma.
Okay.
But I hope that the favorite wins. I don't think it will for some reason.
Okay. See, I have a feeling that Green Book will win. I don't want it to, but I feel it will.
I don't.
And I would not like that.
I won't acknowledge that.
Mm.
And I won't be happy with that if that's what happens.
I will not be happy, but I do think it will.
There are so many problems in that movie. Please, yes. How can we redo Driving Miss Daisy 30 years later?
Well, it's a poor imitation of Driving Miss Daisy. Not that I've watched that again lately, but just as a film. Look, we've gone on about that in a previous episode, but I just think it's such a mediocre movie.
Because if we're going to do that, then I would rather Black Panther won, because that would be super weird and superhero movie wins. That would be fun. But what is the best movie on that list?
The best movie start to finish for me was The Favourite, but I did love Star is Born. I'm on the record of saying that.
Yeah.
I've seen it twice. It moved me, and I think it's by far the best version of that story. It's fourth attempt at telling Star is Born story, and I think it was fantastic in the way it did it.
Do you think Bohemian Rhapsody might win?
God. No, I don't.
Okay, good.
I don't want to acknowledge that as a possibility. No, I do think Green Book will, but I would like The Favourite too. I'd be okay if Roma did. Same as A Star is Born or Black Klansman. They remind being Switzerland again, but.
Okay. I won't acknowledge any of these movies except for The Favourite and Black Panther.
All right. Did you get all that? Are we going to be like the Academy? We're going to cut categories to not talk about them for the interest of time after my rant at the start.
I think we might have
kind
to.
Kind of. All right. Well.
Who do you like for sound mixing? Quickly. Black Panther.
Who's nominated?
Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, First Man, Roma, A Star is Born.
Star is Born.
Why didn't they cut sound mixing and sound editing rather than cinematography?
Who are you? That's an old argument. Yep. Get on film Twitter. Yes. Yeah. Producer Jeremy is right here.
Oh, sorry, Jeremy.
I know he does both for us, but he should be recognised in separate categories.
Quickly, adapt a screenplay.
What's one wild card? Name one wild card that people should absolutely put on their ballots that we haven't talked about.
So I found that in the screenplay categories, sometimes things that you think will win for Best Picture or in some more prominent category will win there, and it won't win in that other category. And I've got a bad feeling that Can You Ever Forgive Me will be in there for adapted screenplay. I think that might win.
I think Black Klansman for that one.
Oh, Black Klansman. Yes,
don't
exactly.
Don't sway you. You stick
no,
to
no,
me.
No, but you're right, because they won't give it to him for directing or for Best Picture. Yep. It'll be adapted screenplay. Although, maybe A Star is Born.
Can you just land on something, please?
I'm going with Black Klansman. I think you're right about that.
All right, great.
I don't.
Glad we agreed on that one.
Original screenplay is The Favourite, First Reformed, Green Book, Roma, Vice. I'm hoping that Green Book gets this and not one of the bigger ones.
Okay.
But really, I think it should be The Favourite.
The Favourite. Australian nominee, Tony McNamara. Get up there. Have your moment.
Is he Australian?
Yes, he absolutely is. So that would be great to see him up on stage. And also, he contributed to an amazing screenplay. I think The Favourite's going to win that one. One last one just for me, just a wild card.
Yep.
I think documentary short subject, going to be, there are nominees, A Night in the Garden, Black Sheep, Endgame, Lifeboat, or Period, End of Sentence. I'm going to go for the latter. Period, End of Sentence.
Well, it's a great title. It's got a period in it.
And it's about periods.
It's
about like destigmatization of menstruation in around the world. Yeah.
That kind of period.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No, but I've seen the filmmakers interviewed.
Have you seen any of these other
young
ones?
Women? No.
Now, Black Sheep, that's not the Chris Farley movie.
I'm going to say no for a lot of reasons, because it's not new and it's also not a documentary short subject. I take this very seriously.
And Lifeboat is not the Tallulah Bankhead movie.
I'm going to guess no for similar reasons.
Okay, I'm going to go with you then. I'm going to trust your instinct on that one.
If anyone is still listening, we're going to wrap it up soon.
If it had been the Tallulah Bankhead movie, I would go with that because she's a venerable star. Animated feature film, quick. Incredibles 2, Isle of Dogs, Mirai, Ralph Breaks the Internet, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Who do you got?
It's going to be Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Oh. Ralph Breaks the Internet
agree with that
stunk.
Too. Okay.
Didn't like it. Incredibles 2 was okay. Isle of Dogs was okay. Yeah, I got to go with
Spider-Man.
Did you see
Mirai?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Jesus, there you go.
That's most of them.
That's
apologies
most of
for the ones we cut out. It was not like an Academy for the sanctioned
ones
decision.
For the ones we cut out, you can just close your eyes and pick whichever one you want.
Oh wow. But go see them all if you have the opportunity.
Yes.
The Oscars will take place our time in Sydney, Australia, the 25th of February, and it will be streamed. And if we haven't done enough talking about it, we're going to do a little recap after the ceremony for our immediate thoughts.
That's right.
And as you may know, there is no host this year because of various reasons.
Oh, man.
what's his name? Had to...
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart was chosen and then... Some old tweets surfaced.
Old tweets.
And
delete your tweets, everybody.
Well, don't make them in the first place.
Yes.
Don't do
yeah, of course.
Dodgy tweets
yes.
in the first place. So that should make for an interesting ceremony. Let's watch it.
I'm just trying to decide if I like the idea of no host. That'll make it move quicker, I guess. No, what's the opening musical number?
They'll have a package with a whole lot of people or something. Like, you know, they'll have various stars of stars and night of nights and whatever you said before. We'll all do that. There might be all the musical acts are going to perform this time. Sometimes they don't do that. The In Memoriam is going to have an orchestra. They're not cutting back on the show. I do hope if they're conscious of saving time as they claim to be, maybe they don't go and shoot hot dogs at people in a movie theater this
year. Please.
That was a ridiculously stupid
That feels
thing.
Like a host-driven idea, so hopefully that won't happen.
And the ordering of pizzas for the crowd.
No more going into the crowd. Leave those people alone.
Let them win their awards and say their speeches and go to the after parties.
So we've obviously run out of time. We didn't get to all of the categories.
Which takes us back to the Academy's decision.
We're kind of following their lead on this one. But all of our recommendations, all of our tips will be on the website, sbs.com.au/movies. Check it out there. It'll help you win lots of money.
Fill in your ballots.
Yeah. Print it out. Watch the show.
And listen to our recap when we probably have egg on our faces and we apologize profusely for our terrible tips.
Or we're just crying because Green Book won.
Oh.
So that's it for our big Oscars preview that didn't include some categories because they're not worth our time.
Wow. We did not discuss that.
Make sure you get on to wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to SBS, the playlist. Leave a review. It helps people find the show. If you want to get in touch, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SBS Movies. I'm on Twitter at Nick Bassine.
I'm on Twitter at Anything But Fifi.
The playlist is produced, edited, mixed by Jeremy Wilmot. He does all the visual effects as well. He did the original score.
He's going to do the adapted screenplay when this gets made into
He's
a feature film.
He's already working on it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening.